you?
It was a pleasure to hear from you and to find a way to talk to you today and to share with the listeners your program. Can you tell us a little bit about your program at BARD?
Definitely. So I have organized an event. It's called Notes to Haiti. And it's a benefit concert happening at the Fisher Center at BARD College this Saturday night at 7 p.m. And we have an amazing lineup of local and non-local musicians and there's going to be everything from spoken word to dance to music, a documentary that Anthony Calypso has done. He's a filmmaker from Brooklyn, I believe, and he has started a documentary, excuse my enunciation, but it's called Pois Sauce, I believe, and that means bean sauce. And
sauce pois?
Thank you. That's it. And it's a 7-minute teaser to his documentary. It takes place in a Haitian kitchen, and it's supposed to be just amazing. And just a whole lineup of great performers, and 100% of the money made that night will go to two different organizations that we've chosen. One based out of Woodstock, New York, called the Haitian People Support Project.
Yes, I'm familiar with it. Pierre Leroy and Terry.
That's right, yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And they will also be there Saturday evening to talk about what they'll be working on in Haiti.
Mm-hmm.
And the other organization is the Happy Heart Fund that Petra Nemkova founded.
Where in particular they function in Haiti, the Happy Hearts?
Well, I know they work definitely in Port-au-Prince, but in also surrounding areas. They just finished building an elementary school, a Happy Hearts school, in Haiti. And our hope is that this performance, which is going to be filmed, and this song that was written for the children in Haiti will be broadcasted in that school for the children.
What's the name of the song?
It's called Notes to Haiti.
Oh, Notes to Haiti.
I wrote it with my guitar player, Dave Dakotis, mm-hmm. over the past few months.
I thought it was from Haiti, but so this is something that you wrote yourself.
Yes, okay. We wrote it for the children in Haiti. And we have local school children. We formed a children's choir, and they are singing on the song as well. You'll hear that.
Mm-hmm. That's interesting.
It was really wonderful to work with children and do something positive. And we're hoping that this is just the beginning. This benefit concert is just the beginning of this project.
Well, at the same time, I want to tell you about the program that we have here at WGXC. It's a Haitian cultural program we have here. And it's in English, in Creole, and mostly sometimes, we try to maintain the Creole language, but we would like to have most of our listeners to understand what is being said and not to just, have the station listening to things but they don't understand. We like to share culture with everyone. And we call it Lile Litan, which means mm-hmm. it's the time and it's the hour. So it would be nice if you encourage your student at BARD and in your community to call in and share with each other this program we have here, because we would be happy to have more of the people, if those who are Haitians and those who are of heritage or just friends of Haiti,
yes.
to join
Absolutely.
The program. To join the program. Can we play a little bit of that song?
I would love for you to, and I should apologize in advance because I thought that because it's a song dedicated to the children in Haiti, some of the song is sang in Creole.
But okay.
I know that my enunciation isn't great because I don't know how to speak in Creole, but I did my best to learn, and I'm hoping that they can understand the words.
Okay, and then I'll get back to you. Maybe you can explain a little bit to me about it.
Wonderful.
Okay.
Okay, so hold on, Sasha. We're going to play the song, and we'll talk to you in just a second.
Okay. We can melt the borders with our golden notes, even though one voice may be small. If we put them all together, we can be heard. Happens to you, happens to us too. We are connected. Our hands are open for you, open for the light to shine on you, for brighter change, to stand and hope for you. This is for the ones who struggle through. This is for you. Safe in bed. Why do some have to worry so, while others just sit back and want for more? These imaginary lines that try to divide our faults, and our notes to Haiti are louder than these borders. Our hands are open for you.
Very nice, Sasha.
Thank you, Carleen. Thank you so much for having me. And, you know.
And I heard pour gain changement.
Yes.
For
a brighter change.
Yeah.
Yes.
For a brighter change. And then si nous rencontrer ensemble.
Yes.
Nous gain espoir.
Yeah. Wait, I'm so glad that you can understand it.
Of course, I'm a native speaker. And my co-host of the program, Lila Lita, it's a drummer musician also. As a matter of fact, he just walked in. I was about to ask you about the drum, because in that song you have a drumming.
Yes.
Sasha, this is Azuke.
Hey, Sasha, how are you doing?
Hi, I think I've met you. You know Julian, right?
Julian?
Yes, Friedenberg.
Oh, Friedenberg. Oh, the guitar player?
I think I've met you before. Oh. How are you?
I'm fine, you?
Good, thank you.
It's a beautiful day today.
But anyway, this
no more snow.
The song is a very nice piece. That's a note to Haiti. This is beautiful. I would love to have a copy of it so we can play it once in a while in our program here on Sundays. Maybe you might have a chance to come and live and talk to us.
I would love to anytime.
Okay. Also, what about? I remember that last night there was a program on PBS. That was aired after around 8, 9, and it was entitled Black and Latin America. Uh-huh. And it was an issue between Dominican Republic and Haiti. Mm-hmm. And it was moderated by Henry Louis Gates, the professor from Harvard University.
Okay.
And if you have a chance to go to PBS and check it out. You know, this is a beautiful, beautiful piece they did on Haiti.
Thank you.
If you have a chance to see it.
I will definitely look that up.
Okay, it's Black in Latin America. That's
Black
from
Latin
PBS.
America.
Yes.
Okay.
PBS.com.
.org. In any case, Sasha, it was a pleasure. And for that event, can you remind the listeners again?
Sure. It's at the it's this Saturday at the Fisher Center of Bard College at 7 p.m. And you can get tickets by going to fishercenter.bard.edu, or you can call 845-758-7900 to get tickets.
7900 for tickets. Well, thank you very much, Sasha, for joining me today. And I hope you're listening again. To this station, WGXE.
Thank you so much, Carmen. Have a great day.
Oh, you do the same. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, we'll be right back after this song on the WGXE Afternoon Show. Thank you.